Information for the commercial driver. Forward. In 1986, the Congress of the United States passed the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act. This act requires the states to adopt uniform minimum licensing and testing standards for drivers of commercial motor vehicles. By April 1, 1992, all drivers of commercial vehicles needed a commercial driver's license. Maryland's commercial driver's license program became effective January 1, 1990. This was the beginning of a new era that resulted in each commercial driver to be looked upon as a professional. Commercial motor vehicle. A commercial motor vehicle means a motor vehicle or combination of motor vehicles used to transport passengers or cargo if the vehicle fits any of the following conditions. Any combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 or more pounds. A vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 or more pounds, GVWR for a single vehicle or GCWR for a combination of vehicles means the value specified by the manufacturer as the maximum gross weight. Any vehicle which is designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. A vehicle of any size which transports hazardous materials, which requires placarding. Note: gross combination weight rating, GCWR, and gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, means the value specified by the manufacturer. This is determined from the manufacture plate on the vehicle, trailer. Maryland commercial driver license classes and endorsements. Each driver applicant must possess and be tested on his, her knowledge and skills, for the commercial motor vehicle for which he, she desires a commercial driver's license, and obtain the appropriate endorsement where required. Class A license. Authorizes the licensee to operate tractor, trailer or combination of vehicles with a GCWR of 26,001 or more pounds if the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. Class B license. Authorizes the licensee to operate any single vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 or more pounds, any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR. Class C license. Authorizes the licensee to operate any single vehicle less than 26,001 pounds GVWR, or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR, and is designed to transport 16 or more passengers including the driver, or is used in the transportation of materials found to be hazardous for the Hazardous Materials Transportation Act and which requires the motor vehicle to be placarded under the Hazardous Materials Regulations. Endorsements. T equals doubles, triple trailers. P equals passenger vehicles. N equals tank vehicles. H equals hazardous materials. S equals school buses. X equals tank and hazardous materials. Vehicles that have been excluded. Waivers have been granted for the operation of some commercial vehicles. You are not required to have a commercial driver's license to drive a vehicle that has been excluded. However, you must have a Maryland non-commercial driver's license of the appropriate class to operate a vehicle that has been excluded. With the exception of fire apparatus, that may be operated by the use of an emergency vehicle operator card, EVOC, and a valid state driver's license. See your fire chief for details. The following vehicles have been excluded from CDL requirements in Maryland. 1. Controlled and operated by a farmer. Used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies to or from a farm. Not used in the operations of a common or contract motor carrier. And used within 150 miles of the person's farm. 2. An emergency vehicle. Equipped with audible and visual signals, fire apparatus, and operated by a member of, or a person in the employ of, a volunteer or paid fire or rescue organization. 3. A vehicle owned or operated by the United States Department of Defense if it is controlled and operated by any member of the military reserves or National Guard on active duty, including personnel on full-time National Guard duty and personnel on part-time training, or 4. A motor vehicle designed and constructed primarily to provide temporary living quarters for recreational, camping, or travel use. Physical qualifications, 49 CFR 391.41. A person shall not drive a commercial motor vehicle unless they are physically qualified to do so and has on their person the original, or a photographic copy, no alterations or erasures, of a medical examiner's certification that they are physically qualified to drive a commercial motor vehicle. Based on a medical disqualification, you may be eligible to process for an intrastate, Maryland-only, or interstate, federal, waiver. Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration will only consider issuing CDL intrastate waivers for the physical, medical conditions listed below. Vision. Amputation and loss of limb, must have working prosthesis. Power grasping and prehension. Insulin-dependent diabetes. Deaf, hard of hearing, limited eligibility. The Motor Vehicle Administration will not consider an intrastate waiver for an individual who maintains a hazardous materials, passenger and/or school bus endorsements. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration may issue a waiver to individuals who do not meet the qualifications of 391.41 Title 49 CFR, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations that cover amputation, loss of a limb, power grasping or prehension problems, insulin-dependent diabetics and deaf, hard of hearing, limited eligibility. Medical certification and self-certification. Medical certification, Form MCSA-5876. As of January 30, 2014, the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, MVA, enacted new procedures for commercial driver's license, CDL, holders to comply with requirements implemented by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA. As of July 8, 2015, FMCSA revised the Medical Examiner's Certificate, MedCert, formerly DOT card. The new form, MCSA-5876, will be provided by the Medical Examiner. All CDL holders are required to provide a valid updated medical certification card, MedCert, and self-certify to the type of commerce, see below, to the MVA throughout their licensing period, where required. The MVA will add the medical certification status and the information from the medical certification documents, DOT card, waiver, exemption if required, to your commercial driving record. You do not need to submit your medical certification, MedCert, information with the MVA until you have been directly contacted by the administration. The MVA will send correspondence to your residence, mailing address 45 days prior to expiration requesting documentation. As of October 1, 2016, if you are contacted by the MVA for documentation and fail to do so within the period indicated, your entire commercial driving privileges will be automatically downgraded to a non-commercial Class C license and you will need to visit MVA branch office to obtain the Class C license. If you have been downgraded, you will need to visit MVA branch office to reinstate your CDL and you will be required to present valid MedCert documentation at that time. It is imperative that all CDL holders maintain a current residence, mailing address with the MVA, provided in person, in order to receive correspondence and avoid an automatic downgrade of your commercial driving privilege. MVA mail is not forwarded and if you do not comply, you are not authorized to operate a commercial motor vehicle. For your reference, below is a brief explanation of the self-certification categories and the related medical certification requirements. Self-certification. All CDL holders will be required to select one of the categories listed below. Non-accepted interstate, NI, the CDL holder is qualified to drive a commercial motor vehicle across state lines in accordance with 49 CFR Part 391 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulation, FMCSR. Non-accepted intrastate, NA, the CDL holder is qualified to drive a commercial vehicle ONLY within the state of Maryland and has an approved MVA CDL medical waiver. Accepted interstate, EI, the CDL holder drives a commercial motor vehicle across state lines ONLY for specific accepted activities, such as to transport school children or staff, sick or injured persons, corpses, etc., in accordance with 49 CFR Part 391 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, FMCSR. Since the driver must meet all Maryland requirements without an MVA CDL medical waiver, The CDL holder may select NI to maximize his, her driving options. Accepted intrastate, EA. The CDL holder drives a commercial motor vehicle ONLY within Maryland. Although exempt from the qualification requirements under 49 CFR Part 391 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, FMCSR, based on the type of driving performed, the CDL holder must meet all Maryland requirements without an MVACDL medical waiver and may select NI to maximize his, her driving options. Commercial Driver's License Learner's Instructional Permit, CLP. You will be required to provide proof of age. Lawful admission into the United States, for hazardous materials only. Proof of Maryland residence. Valid full Maryland non-commercial driver's license, must be off provisional license. Valid medical examiner's certificate, DOT card, or intrastate, interstate waiver. You must be 21 years of age to drive a commercial motor vehicle across state lines, interstate. You must be 18 years of age to drive a commercial motor vehicle within Maryland, intrastate. You must be 21 years of age to haul hazardous materials. You must provide medical examiner's certificate, DOT card, intrastate, interstate waiver prior to taking required tests, which includes passing the vision screening and any required CDL knowledge tests before a learner's instructional permit will be issued. You will be required to provide the medical examiner's certificate, DOT card, during any transactions at the MVA. When you apply for a commercial driver's license, you will also be asked to certify that you do not have a driver's license from more than one state or country and surrender your current license and certify that your driver's license and driving privilege is not suspended, revoked, canceled, or disqualified or subject to any of these actions. Provide information to the Motor Vehicle Administration of previous state licenses, to include Washington, D.C., held in the previous 10 years, including previous addresses and license numbers. Knowledge tests, endorsements. Depending on the class of license and what endorsements you are requesting will determine what CDL knowledge tests are required. A passing score of 80% is required per test. You must provide a medical examiner's certificate, DOT card, or a valid intrastate state, interstate waiver. If you fail any knowledge test for the second time, you must wait a minimum of 7 days before you can retake that specific test again. The following endorsements will not be listed on your CLP until you have completed and passed your skills test, double, triples, and hazmat. General knowledge test is required for all applicants. Must be successfully passed to proceed to additional knowledge tests. Air brake knowledge test is required if your vehicle is equipped with air brakes. Combination vehicles knowledge test is required if you want to drive combination vehicles, trailer over 10,000 pounds. GVWR. Tanker knowledge test is required if you want to haul liquids in bulk. Double, triples knowledge test is required to pull double or triple trailers. Passenger knowledge test is required for all bus drivers to include school bus operators. You must perform a skills test in a bus of the appropriate class endorsement. School bus knowledge test is required for all school bus operators, as well as the passenger knowledge test. You must also perform skills test in a school bus of appropriate class. Hazardous materials knowledge test is required if you wish to haul hazardous materials. You must pass the hazardous materials knowledge test and provide proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful permanent resident status. Individuals are required to schedule an appointment for the completion of the electronic hazmat application and fingerprint background record check process. The administration may not issue a hazardous material endorsement to a commercial driver's license holder without the approval of the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, of the Federal Department of Homeland Security. You are required to pay the appropriate fees. The administration may not issue a learner's instructional permit with a hazardous materials endorsement. A. Maryland law requires that each out-of-state CDL license holder with the hazardous materials endorsement must complete a new TSA hazmat threat assessment background record check here in Maryland, even if they completed one previously. B. Additional hazmat information may be obtained by contacting the MVA at 1-800-950-1MVA, 1-800-950-1MVA, 1682 or at www.mva.maryland.gov or by contacting the TSA at their website, www.tsa.gov, and inserting CDL hazmat in the search field. C. Subsequent hazardous materials knowledge tests are by appointment only if the applicant fails the first test. Skills tests are administered by appointment only. The CDL skills test consists of a 1. Pre-trip inspection to include an air brake test if vehicle is equipped with air brakes. 2. Basic control skills test, and 3. Public road test. Note: you must pass the pre-trip inspection to continue on to the basic control skills test, and you must pass the basic control skills test to continue on to a public road test. If you fail any portion of the test, you must pay a retest fee before scheduling another appointment. Qualifying scores. A pre-trip inspection score is based on the type of vehicle. A basic control skills test is based on total points, 13 points or a failure. An automatic failure will occur if an individual hits a cone, curb, exceeds time limit, see below, or exits the vehicle to look, etc. A public road test is based on total points, 31 points or a failure, or an automatic failure will occur if there is an accident, running a red light or stop sign, etc. Time limit. All vehicle classes A, B, and C, subject to change without notice. A pre-trip inspection is 45 minutes. A basic control skills test is 10 minutes per maneuver. A public road test on average is 35 to 40 minutes based on MVA location and route. Note: skills tests are not available at all motor vehicle locations. Skills tests are given only by appointment. Knowledge tests are given on a walk-in basis initially, then by appointment thereafter. No test will start after 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. No test will start after 10 a.m., Saturday. Driving, drinking, and drugs. Signing a Maryland's driver license or a learner's permit application form enters you into an agreement. It says that if you are detained by a police officer who suspects you are driving or attempting to drive under the influence or intoxicated by alcohol and/or drugs, you agree to submit to a chemical test of your blood, breath, or urine. This is called a blood alcohol concentration, or BAC test. An alcohol concentration of 0.04% or more when driving a commercial motor vehicle will disqualify you from driving a commercial motor vehicle for 1 year, 3 years if the vehicle was required to be placarded for hazmat for the first offense, and disqualify you for life for a subsequent offense. An alcohol concentration of 0.08% or more while operating on a commercial driver license, regardless of the vehicle type, will disqualify you from driving a commercial motor vehicle for 1 year for the first offense, and disqualify you for life for a subsequent offense. Implied consent. In Maryland, any person who drives or attempts to drive a motor vehicle on a highway or on any private property used by the public in general, consents to take a test to determine alcohol concentration or a test to determine the concentration of a drug or a controlled dangerous substance. Testing is free of charge to the driver and shall be a breath test to determine alcohol concentration, unless the driver or other persons require medical treatment for serious or life-threatening injury or the test equipment is unavailable. In that event, the test shall be a blood test. A test to determine drug or controlled dangerous substance content shall also be a blood test. A refusal to submit to take a test will disqualify you from driving a commercial motor vehicle for 1 year for the first offense, and disqualify you for life for a subsequent offense. CDL holders are also subject to driver disqualifications and penalties under Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulation 385.51. All individuals maintaining a CDL are required to present a valid medical examiner's certificate, dot card, or appropriate intrastate or interstate waiver, during all MVA transactions. Drivers must notify their home state motor vehicle administration of any convictions in other states. Notify their employer of any convictions. Notify their employer of any revocation, suspension, cancellation, or disqualification. Provide information to the Motor Vehicle Administration of previous state licenses, to include Washington, D.C., held in the previous 10 years, including previous addresses and license numbers. Provide medical examiner's certificate, DOT card, or intrastate, interstate waiver during all MVA transactions. Maintain only one driver's license. Convictions. Effective September 30, 2005, any convictions you receive for moving violations will be viewed as a cause to disqualify you from driving a commercial vehicle, regardless of whether the moving violation happened while you were driving a commercial vehicle, non-commercial vehicle, or your private vehicle. Probation before judgment, PBJ, is considered a conviction under federal regulations and MDTA section 16-803, d. The administration may not issue any type of temporary, conditional, or work-restricted license per COMAR 11.11.12.07 and 49 CFR 384.210. Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, MVA, works closely with the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, AAMVA, in testing procedures that meet federal requirements. Although we make every effort to ensure that the information we provide is accurate, it is not intended to take the place of published state and federal laws and regulations.